Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. Hey, Hoser, I'm coming your way in about a week's time, baby.
Unbelievable. It's actually going to happen. I think the podcast listeners last week assumed you were going to bail, but you left the door open. You said it's not entirely out of the question, and now it's going to happen.
I was told by my good friend Manus, he said it is one of the primary rules of man law to never bail on pre-made plans like this. He's like, if you do this, you will be brought up before the man council for sanction. And I said, I don't want that. I can't anything afford but that. Anything but
yes,
that.
Exactly. Not the man council.
Right. I don't want to be subjected to scrutiny by my fellow men. That said, I chose not to go to a party last weekend, and I had zero remorse about saying no to it. And I refused to get bullied by my producer, Josh, about it. And I called it pulling a Jair, and I'll explain in a hot second. But the deal was, it was a Bad Santa party. Have you seen that movie, by the way?
I have seen the movie. You know what? I love the premise, and I think Billy Bob is an awesome actor. His season of Fargo is about some of the best television that there ever was. But the whole movie, I liked the concept more than I liked the execution.
Right.
I thought it was good, not great, and I don't know. I expected it to be funnier.
Yeah. So it's a Bad Santa party in which people come to the party and full-on onesies, adult onesies.
Oh, Zabe's not doing that.
Well, it wasn't so much. I could have gone even without a onesie, but it was Saturday night, and we were leaving at 7 a.m. to go to Lambeau Field for the Packer game against the Buccaneers. And I decided to put myself first, to put my health first, to not feel like shit first. And it was a beautiful evening to stay inside and to watch the third football game of the day on a glorious NFL Saturday. And I didn't want to leave. And I said, I'm not going. And he was so mad. He was big mad.
Okay, wait. Now, had you committed to going?
Define commit, Senator.
Okay. Now it's getting muddy. Okay. Did you say you were going to go?
I did.
Did you leave the door open a crack? Like, I might go or go unless this happens?
No, I said I was going to go. But to me, it's a party. It's not an individual commitment. Like,
that's true.
Yes, I'm going to play golf and I'm part of a foursome that has a tea time. Or I'm going to a restaurant with several other couples, and we've committed to doing this. This is a group party, and it's not really – Josh would be the only one I know there. Yes, I would meet other people. Yes, there would be people who know me because of my, you know, low-level celebrity status on the radio. But I did not want to do it, and so I said, I'm not going. Now – I called it pulling a Jair because Jair Alexander for the Packers has not played now in six straight games, despite not being on the injured reserve list, which is normally a four-week stay, which gives you a roster spot to play with, which would have been nice. He's been practicing, but he just says he does not feel well enough to play. Many people think it's a proxy for him being pissed off about other stuff. And I say, well, take him at his word. He's not good enough to go. If I ain't feeling it, I ain't playing. And so I pulled a Jair, and I said, I ain't feeling like going out. Fuck it, I'm staying home.
Where would you have come up with the onesie? I think that's the key question here. Who's got a onesie around the house?
You like, have to where order.
Where do you go to get that?
You have to order it from Amazon, but they do sell them, adult onesies.
Now, is this the kind with the buttons on the butt where you can put the flap down? You know,
there may be those, but there's mostly zip up onesies, like a toddler,
zip up onesies,
like a baby,
okay.
Like a giant adult baby with footies and everything. Yeah, it's quite the decadent affair. But here's the deal: had it been such that I could stay out until 2 a.m. and I was there with my wife, and if we were both excited about it, and if we were going to take an Uber home and sleep in till 10, wake up, make some eggs and pancakes, and then sit on the couch and watch football from the couch at noon for several hours, maybe take a nap, then fuck yeah, I'm all about it. Instead, I had to wake up at 7, drive 2 hours, go do 2 hours of meet and greet with the fans outside our trailer, go to the game, stand out in the cold, wasn't that cold, by the way, then drive 2 hours home, and then commit to, you know, watching and following and taking notes and dissecting why the fuck the Buccaneers came in and turned the Packers inside out like a dirty sock, and then get ready to do a show at 5 a.m. the next day. So the answer is no. Sorry. Had the party been on a Friday? Now, it could have all been avoided if I had said no from the get-go.
Yeah, up front. That's right. That was the mistake, right? Is you didn't and I'm sure there was a lot of you that wanted to say no in that moment.
Right, but I would have then been bullied on the front end going, what do you mean no? You're going to be in town. What else do you have to do? You're just going to sit in your apartment and do nothing? And the answer would have been, yeah. And it was glorious doing nothing. Yeah. So anyway, that was the deal there. But I'm very much excited for the opposite of that with you and my boy Kevin and his friend to come out for a hell of a night where – I've been reading people thinking that game's still going to be flexed. We are T-minus 10 days away from the game. When is the flex point New Year's Eve, if it happens?
I thought it may have already passed. I thought it was 2 weeks. But maybe if you're not moving days, if you're just going to move earlier in the day, they still have time to do that. But I think if you're going to get flexed out of the Monday nighter, it's like – 2-3 weeks, like the Patriots Chiefs did last Monday. That one got flexed out, but it got flexed out weeks ago when everybody realized the Patriots were just dead in the water.
Right.
So, yeah. Now, so we get New Year's Eve. You're going to get to go to Big Boar. You're going to get to go to Manny's.
We've got exclusive access
to a lounge. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Big Boar is the barbecue place. We're going to that on Saturday night, correct?
That's Saturday afternoon, whatever. Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Minnesota, it has almost entirely terrible barbecue. Exactly what you would expect in Minnesota, except for Big Boar, which is Texas style. It is outstanding. It is worthy. If you pop that place up in Austin, Texas, everybody be like, this is great, even by Austin standards. So you're gonna have a great meal, and they've got a terrific bourbon selection. The owners love their bourbon, and it's affordable as well. Nice. What's a good example?
Angel's Envy.
Yeah, Angel Envy, like $6.
Okay. Buffalo Trace. Yeah.
$6.
Okay. Nice. I like the sound of it. $6, yeah. $6, $6.
Here's the other thing I like about it. It is you go to the fringe suburbs, and then you keep driving about another 10, 15 minutes. And then you're kind of in outstate.
You're out in the cornfields at that point. You get
a rural vibe. From time to time, the bartenders will be packing heat.
Oh yeah.
You'll see cowboy boots, a cowboy hat. They play country music. You feel like you're not in the city anymore. And I love that about Big Boar Barbecue.
Right. You like that because you are in the city. You're in a very cosmopolitan city.
Yeah.
The Twin Cities. So to get out of it is not a bad thing. According to the NFL website, for Sunday Night Football in weeks 14 through 17, the flex schedule decision will generally be made no later than 6 days.
Prior to
the game.
All right, so that would be Monday.
Yes. Now, I still don't think it's going to be flexed because you guys are in the mix. The Packers are in the mix. Barring a calamity of the Packers losing to Carolina.
Which really should not happen.
Should, but they're only 3-point favorites.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So are you aware of the New York Times playoff calculator website?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I haven't used it. Where you can do all the different scenarios.
Have you visited it?
I have not.
You gotta. I don't know why I wasn't there earlier. It is so elegant and amazing and well done and fun. And by the way, free. It's not behind the New York Times commie paywall, so you can use it to your heart's content. You punch through. I'll send you the link to your Vikings because I pulled it aside. Please. And you can then just click and watch the number probs go up and down in real time with each click. It's kind of the same thing that they do with elections. We're now on every election, people are on their site. Of course, it famously went south for Hillary Clinton.
And Donald Trump, by the way, Trump was leading. He was leading at 2 a.m. He was leading in all 6 swing states. And then you wake up in the morning and he's losing in all of them. You're like, what happened? Yes.
Yeah. And what happened has led to quite a lot, both in terms of legal proceedings, violence, and lawsuits along the way. What happened?
Correct.
It's great because you can just punch through, bit by bit. Now, your Vikings have a 77% chance at this point, I think.
I don't know. I don't think, the algorithm can't factor in Nick Mullins.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. Don't you dare say, what? Oh, now it's charging me. You sons of bitches. I sent you the link, Charge.
Okay.
I guess now it's going to make me. I was on this thing.
Have you timed out of it? I guess
77% is the number. And it goes up to 99% if you win against the Packers, assuming you win this coming weekend. You play the Lions at home, and then you play the Packers at home, and then at the Lions, and you could actually the Lions again for the third time in 21 days, depending on how the playoffs shake out, which would be stupid, really. Insanely stupid.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
It would be kind of stupid, but that's how it would work. Let me run this by you. In fantasy football, there's a growing trend to allow the number one seed to pick their opponent, and then the two seed gets to pick whoever's left, and then the three seed, and so on. Could the NFL do it? And think about what that would be. I mean, you want to talk about talking heads. You want to talk about drama. It would be epic if the NFL allowed that to happen.
Would love it to the moon and back as somebody in the chattering class because, the kind of repercussions of how dare you. And, the mean mugging for the cameras after the game. Hell, Jake Browning, popped a cap off in your guys' asses. Can I get a comment on that charge that Browning feels like he was done dirty by the Vikings when he was cut? Can you dispel some of that?
Well,
Can you put some cold water on that bit of revisionist history?
Yeah, I can. First of all, it was 2019 and 2020 were his various cuts for the Vikings. And also, if the Vikings didn't take you, nobody was going to. We were the only ones who gave you an NFL career and a chance to get on a field and to put tape together. So he should have been grateful and he should have thrown the game for the Vikings. But
yeah, and who else ended up picking him up after you guys let him go? Do you remember? Other than the Bengals?
No.
Was he on the Bengals the whole time?
I think it was just the Bengals.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, look, it's like you should have never cut me. He didn't like the fact that they sent him to a hotel room and said, "We'll get back to you." And then they never got back to him directly. They ended up calling his agent saying, "Yeah, we're moving on." And so his agent had to tell him. That's not great. It's not great, but man, these athletes always get pissed about the way they find out about things. I should have been called. I should have been told. I wish they had come to me directly. It doesn't fucking matter. They could have sent you a gold laminated card saying, "We are so sorry, but we are deciding to cut you, and we wish you the best." You're still cut. You're bitter because you're cut, because you're an athlete who's not used to being told you're not good enough, because your whole life you've been not only good enough, you've been the best in peewee, the best in juniors, the best in junior high school, college, the best. And now all of a sudden, you're not only not the best, you're we don't need you.
You feel we don't want you in the building.
Right, you feel like trash. I get it. It's hard, but this is life. Deal with it.
It's one thing that we've learned from Hard Knocks is how well most of the players take their cutting. They know they're on the chopping block. They know there's a good chance or a very good chance that they're going to get cut. And it's way less drama than I thought it would be. It's so transactional, the cutting. And I'm sure it's hard. And, you and I both talked to GMs that have had to do it. And I'm sure you've talked about it like I have. And they talk about it as it's the worst day of their year, cut down day and all that stuff. But the players are like, yeah. Okay. Yep. Thanks, coach. That's it. See you.
Yeah. Most of them, but not necessarily all of them. So
that is true.
It all depends. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At MyBookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. We're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Anyway, so there we are. The game on Monday night turned out to be a ripper, and I just spent the better part of an hour trying to calm Scott Lynn down because he was
noted
being,
Eagles fan,
being typical Philly guy, bitching about this, saying how can Jalen Hurts say not everyone's committed when he's got 13 picks on the year. Talking about Matt Patricia sucks and why'd he call man when he should have called zone at the end. And I said, I stopped and I go, whoa. I go, Scott, what's your record right now? He's like 10-4. I go, 10-4. That's pretty good. Who have you played lately? And he went through the recent loss. I go, well, that's some really tough opponents. And that was a tough place to play last night. I said, overall, you're doing pretty good. You've got the softest finish imaginable to the season. I think they've got the Giants twice, and then who is their sandwich game? It's like three complete cupcake games. They're still favored to win the division easily.
Arizona is the
the cream filling. filling of the Giants Arizona Giants sandwich to end the year. I said you got a nice soft ending. I said, what'd you guys do last year? We were in the Super Bowl. I go, I know. And you lost on
a river.
You lost on a really close 50-50 PI call. I said, I'm sorry that you are experiencing a little bit of adversity. You're just going to have to cope. You know, you're not going to throw Jalen Hurts away. He's still really good. Yes, he's got a turnover problem this year. Your center is a cheater, and he's been moving the football now all season long. They finally called him on it, so he's going to have to adjust things. But guess what? The tush push is still unstoppable the way you guys
do it.
So maybe you should be thankful for that. And, you know, man versus zone, it's 50-50. Sometimes I said you had the game won. You had the game won, and Drew Lock beat you on a couple of amazing passes. I'm like, fucking deal with it. I don't want to hear you bitching and moaning. I said, I listened to sports radio in Philly online earlier in the year when they were rolling.
Yeah.
Talking about, yeah, but does Howie Roseman have a plan for beyond this year for this roster? And I said,
we're going to win this Super Bowl, but what about the ones after that?
Charge, I literally am not exaggerating at all. That was a big topic on sports radio in Philly for the early part of the season, including after wins on Monday. I couldn't believe I was hearing what I was hearing. I'm like, you guys need a fucking dose of reality. And now they're getting a tiny bit of it, and he's complaining. But anyway, I love the Drew Lock post game comments.
Yeah, he was emotional, wasn't he? I thought he might cry.
Yeah, he was really good. He was sort of choked up because, you know, think about it. He's the forgotten throw-in guy from that trade to bring Russell Wilson to Denver.
Yeah.
Basically, Seattle said, we want a shit ton of draft picks. We want Noah Fant, your tight end. He's sweet. And what else you got there? And the Broncos go, well, I guess you could have Locke because we're not using him. He stinks. you can take our second round pick because we're not going to use him. And the Seahawks said, okay, fine. And then he gets beat out by Geno Smith, who was already attending Last Chance U, right? It's a great story what Geno Smith has done.
Oh, absolutely.
And now here he is with a chance to play, and he wins a big game in a big spot on Monday night with a last-minute drive. Here he was after the game talking to Lisa Salters.
Can you just describe what you're feeling in your heart right now?
Yeah, it's so hard. It's so hard to describe the feeling of, you know, not playing for so long, or at least what feels like a really long time to me. And then you sit there, you watch games, you wonder, can I do this still? I haven't been out there on the field. That's the human nature of it. You get back out there last week, and I'm like, you know what? I'm the man still. I can go do this. And then you got another test this week where I didn't know if I was going to play or not. Sure enough, ended up playing. We're playing the Eagles tonight. And the boys around me rallied tonight. And it just, gosh, it feels so good. It feels so good. I'm so proud of everybody tonight.
Congratulations to you. We're all happy for you.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. That's what you're supposed to say. And you could just tell the way he was saying it, that it didn't have the usual scripting to it. It didn't have that rehearsed feeling. He was just talking from the heart. I loved it. Yeah. That was great.
There's also a clip of Geno Smith doing this little Superman-type flex on the sideline to him, where, like, you're pulling open your jacket, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
And they showed a split screen with Drew Lock, and he's doing the same thing and kind of smiling. I think it was after the big throw to DK Metcalf. Mm-hmm. And all I could think about was, this is fucking great, especially in the wake of that dipshit Rashard Mendenhall's comments, that here is a black quarterback and a white quarterback who are both fighting for their careers on the same team, but they've got to be pros, right? They have to be in the same quarterback room. They have to fight for the same common goal, and whoever's not the starter has to be ready to play when the other guy goes down. And then when the starter is not out, he has to not just sit there all sullen-like, I wish I was playing. He has to support his guy, and there they were. That's a beautiful thing. That's the point of it all. That's the point of sports. Fucking A.
And that's why we watch. Yes. Because we watch it. You and I have talked about this philosophically over the years. We watch specifically because we want to see the unexpected. We don't want the better team to win every week. We want things to be weird, wild, and unexpected. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And, we got a little bit of that. Now, I am looking at three different tickets that I placed in the days before the start of the season.
I'm glad you brought this up because I keep thinking about this. And I remember when you told me that you and Roxy, your girl, took a ride out to Iowa where gambling is legal on sports. By the way, when's that coming to Minnesota?
Maybe this time next year. Maybe.
Okay, it's slow coming.
Yeah. Got it.
All right, so you go out to Iowa and you said, I got the Eagles to win the division. I got the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl. I got the Eagles over 12.5. I forget what else you had. You had the Eagles six ways to Sunday. Are you in jeopardy now?
Well, I have the Eagles over 12.5, 13.5, and 14.5 wins.
Oh, Jesus.
And so it's going to be tight. I just need them to beat Tommy DeVito twice and the Cardinals.
Well,
seems very reasonable.
The 14.5 that ship has sailed.
That's gone.
Yes.
I can't.
Why did you do three of those?
Well, because the odds, of course, go up and up and up. And I'm thinking to myself, they're sitting on a fat regular season total, win total, and I want to, I want to get in on it at plus 400, plus 700, plus 1,000, which is about what I got.
Okay. Well, that's interesting that you've layered it that way. They are a really good team, even though their offense is kind of predictable. Christian McCaffrey pretty much called out a Jalen Hurts draw play last night.
And he was like,
wow, he really nailed that one. He's like, all right, we're going to get a sift block from the tight end. He's going to be pulling, and it looks like a draw to the left side by Hurts. And so,
was that on the Manning cast?
Let me see if I can get that audio because it was so spot on. It made you go, wow, okay. Maybe they need to vary their offense just a bit.
When he did that, there were network executives going, Tony Romo too. Well, as soon as his playing days are over, we're going to put him right into the booth.
Right. But they have such a good team. They went and took a risk on Jalen Carter, the big D tackle out of Georgia, because he had off-field issues. Hell, he killed a guy driving recklessly. Killed a girl. Was it a girl in that car crash at Georgia? Or he was involved in it with somebody else?
He wasn't the driver. He was there, but he wasn't the driver.
Right. So there was that, and there was some other issues, but he's a fucking monster, and he's kicking ass for him. They literally stole DeAndre Swift from the Detroit Lions in a trade that would have ended many fantasy leagues over arguments. It was for so little they got DeAndre Swift. I still don't understand how that trade was made. They've got this tush-push play, which is now 59-62 since they started doing it. Yeah,
they showed
that graphic, 59-62, and Hurts has converted 18 straight. They would have had another one, but they caught Kelsey moving the football and called a false start, which at first I said, oh, that's bullshit, but then they showed it up close, and I'm like, oh, that's very sneaky of you.
He did. It is very sneaky, so subtle how he adjusted the ball.
Right, and apparently he's been doing that all year. Now, at first I thought, well, it doesn't really matter where the ball is. As long as his feet are planted, then the ball is going to end up in the same spot between his legs, under his ass, no matter where the ball is on the ground, once your feet are set, right?
Yeah.
But the difference is you could put the other team off sides by moving the football, or you could make them scooch back a bit because they don't want to be offsides, and that gives you some room to operate. And on top of that, the way he approaches it, it's a very subtle thing where I don't think his feet are totally set as he's nudging the ball forward. It shouldn't be that hard to not move the ball. You know, meaning you grab it, you may spin it in place, but you're not moving it forward. Here was the McCaffrey call. Let's see if you can.
Jalen Hurts is running a QB draw to the left. The tight end's going to pull. He's deep. Tight end's deep, so he's sifting backside. There you go.
Ooh, look at that. Look at that.
Eli, he sifted, but it wasn't to the left.
That's a pretty good prediction.
It is pretty good. Like, exactly correct. That's how good it was.
Right.
Wow.
Right. Exactly. Wow. A.J. Brown is a stud. Devontae Smith is a stud. They're just a really good team, and they're pretty well coached. I just think they got to cut down on the turnovers from Jalen Hurts, and he's got to be healthy. Yeah. He was not healthy. He was sick, like you're sick right now, and he played on Monday night anyway. So
it's very similar how he rallied to perform in a game with 300-pound men, ready to kill you, and me rallying to do the Zabecast.
I appreciate the rally.
Yeah. I traveled separately in my own charter pajamas to my office.
Yes, that's how Jalen Hurts got to the game, in a separate plane.
That's right.
God, everyone's sick right now in the country that I know of. I'm just getting over a little bit of a something for the last 10 to 14 days. Other people around me at work are the same way. You're sick. Hurts is sick. It's sick season, even though it's been warmer than normal. How's your warmer than normal December in Minnesota going? Is everyone?
Oh, it's glorious.
They're delighted by it.
Fantastic. Okay. Oh God, yeah. No snow on the ground. The temperatures have cooled a little bit, but just not having the snow. And we were in the 40s last week. That's a serious win right now, and I'm loving this. And by the way, nature owes us.
Yeah. Two more things. Controversial fast food opinions. Saw you tweet this, and I said, ooh, I've got one for charge. But your tweet was, this may be a controversial fast food opinion, but, and what was it again?
Well, and it's very regional. Zantigo is a fast food Mexican place that started in the Twin Cities and was huge in the 70s and 80s. And then Taco Bell came and bought them all out. And then through the 90s and beyond, they all just got converted to Taco Bell's. But it came back about 10 years ago with a restaurant here, another one over there.
Zantigo. Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's delicious. Wow. But you have to be here. So okay. it was a very Twin Cities centric tweet.
All right, let's go back and forth here with some more controversial fast food opinion.
Ooh, I am. Yeah, I've got one after this too.
Chick-fil-A has no business serving you waffle fries that includes the rump end of the potatoes. They absolutely need to tell their vendor, you need to sort those out for us before you supply them. And don't say, oh, I love those. Then order a separate order of rump end waffle fries. I resent having to, pick through them every time I go to Chick-fil-A for the waffle fries. But I'll admit I'll probably fucking eat them because, I'm addicted to the salt. They're still fries, but I hate that I'm eating them.
Now,
does a restaurant serve you the end cap of a loaf of bread?
That's what I was going to compare. Ever? That's exactly right. No, a restaurant never serves you the butt end of the loaf of bread.
Thank you.
I think this is totally valid.
Okay.
Totally valid.
Thank you. All right.
All right.
Controversial fast food opinion. Go. You're up.
The most overrated fast food in the country is In-N-Out Burger. And I know people love it. And I know all about the double-double. I know that they don't freeze anything. It's bland and boring. There's no flavor in that burger. I want more salt. I want more grease. I want more whatever it is that makes hamburgers great. That ain't it. I think it's incredibly boring. And they've got the worst kinds of fries. The worst kinds of fries, the soggy fry, where if you hold it between two fingers, it just droops down to your knuckles. That's not a French fry. And I understand that's a fresh fry. I understand they're taking on the spot. They are in the store. They are peeling potatoes and they are putting them through some fry cutting device.
Right.
And I understand it's fresh, but you know what? It doesn't taste good. I want my frozen McDonald's style, thin and crispy, firm fries.
Okay, good. Here's one controversial fast food opinion. Wendy's has dropped below even Burger King on the sketchy franchise index of fast food restaurants. It doesn't mean there's not an occasional Wendy's that's nice. I'm talking about the average Wendy's is now even sketchier than your average Burger King. Almost like Burger King has lived at the bottom rung of the classiness and cleanliness ladder in fast food joints, but they're without comfortable there. Wendy's is a newcomer that has said, hold our frosty. We're about to go one rung lower. God, these Wendy's I go to now are so sketch.
Have you converted to Culver's since you are now a pseudo Wisconsinite? And Culver's is an institution in Wisconsin and the upper Midwest.
Fast food, controversial, maybe sacrilegious opinion. Culver's takes too fucking long. No. Yes, they have a drive-through. Yes, they will bring your food out to you after a short wait, but it's still too long. And I don't like crinkle fries, which is what they serve. It's a trash fry. And secondly, up until recently, they were a Pepsi product joint, and that is a deal breaker. Now, I believe they just changed to Coca-Cola.
Good. I hope that's the case.
Their burgers are excellent. Like their burgers are excellent. I don't mind necessarily going inside, but their fry game has got to get sorted out. I don't think crinkle fries are any good. That's just me.
Now, Culver's has the expanded menu. You want fish and chips? They got that. You want some kind of like braised, brisket? They got that. They got the expanded menu. Now, I never get that stuff because I always feel like I want to do, I don't go that often to Culver's. I want, and when I go, I want to do what you do well. And that's the butter burger, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not fish and chips. I'm not trying that. Turkey? No.
Possibly controversial fast food opinion. McDonald's getting rid of the third-pound Angus burger has been the biggest mistake.
Oh.
Since, I don't know what, make insert sports analogy here. That was such a great burger, but it was expensive. It was expensive. So they're like, well, now with inflation, we'd have to charge $11 for the sandwich alone, and people are going to lose their minds over that. So we can't do it. Or they said it wasn't that popular. I'm like, I've got one every week. What do you mean not that popular? Come on now.
What do you think a McDonald's hamburger costs? If you were to just drive to your closest McDonald's.
Small hamburger?
Just the regular hamburger.
Yeah, so small.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, used to be able to get one for 99 cents. And they changed the 99.
That's all dead. There is literally no dollar menu anymore.
No, they changed the dollar menu to the, quote, value menu and hoped you wouldn't notice that it's now $1.39 for that dollar hamburger or cheeseburger. I think it's around $1.39, $1.49. Why? What do you see?
Roxy and I went through the drive-thru for two burgers, one for each of us. We paid $8. And we're looking at each other going, what the hell just happened?
Drinks?
Fries?
That was
it. Nope. That was it. We're like, what happened in this world? And it's incredible how much the food pricing has gone up. Okay. By the way, the best thing at McDonald's on the entire menu.
What?
The iced tea, half sweetened, half unsweetened, delicious.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't it all sweetened once they mix it together? This is not like a McDLT, is it, where it's separated?
It is. They come out of two different spouts. So you do half sweet, half unsweet, because the sweet's too sweet. The unsweetened is not sweet enough, and it is perfect.
So you sip from two nipples on the cup?
No, you mix them in the cup. Oh. You do half of the cup. You add the ice, half of the cup from the sweetened. Okay. They top it off with the unsweetened, and that's it.
Okay.
This is not complicated.
Apparently it is for me.
Apparently so. By the way, a little extra tip. You can sound like a McDonald's pro if you ask for your iced tea half cut. They know that that means half sweetened, half unsweetened.
Now you're talking hidden menu items, which is a whole nother podcast.
Next time.
Charge, 10 days from now, I'll be in your house, and I can't wait. Thank you for doing this. This is going to be epic, and I think the game is going to matter a lot for both of us.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. And I'm excited to see you in whatever 10 days. We're going to fumigate in 11.
Okay. All right, buddy. Get better.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums.
Oh, get out. It is not.
It
is
so.
Stop lying, will you?
Take off, eh?
Oh.
Take off to the great white north. Take off into beauty way to go.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines. Better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.